bacterial infections, and what we've found is that it will also kill plants, which was known a bit, but what we've worked out is how it kills plants. So it kills it in a very similar fashion to the way it kills microbes by binding and interfering with an enzyme called gyrase, which helps the DNA unwind as it's been replicated. And this is something that you can only find in plants and in bacteria. So we need to change the structure of ciprofloxacin so it's no longer ciprofloxacin, and we want to take away the antimicrobial properties and improve the herbicidal properties. So it won't be ciprofloxacin in the future, but we hope that it will continue to operate the same sort of way that it currently does.
And for a farmer, obviously a critical thing is that the weeds are killed and leaving the crop alive. Are you confident that that would be the case?
Well, not all. So there obviously there's herbicides that are selective. So some will have a grass versus a broadleaf selectivity. So they'll kill the broadleaf weeds but leave the grass crop, or they'll kill the grass weeds and leave the broadleaf crop. We haven't looked into that with ciprofloxacin, whether it has a selectivity. There's also general herbicides. So glyphosate doesn't have that selectivity. It generally kills everything. So you call that just a generalist herbicide. So those are also in demand as well.
And could this potentially offer an alternative to something like glyphosate?
Well, I think that with the resistance that it's increasing to glyphosate, there's always going to be a demand for new herbicides. I mean, this is a theme that's repeated in the antimicrobial world as well. You know, resistance happens to antimicrobials. There's always a need for new antimicrobials. I guess that ciprofloxacin, what it offers is that it is a different mode of action to those that currently exist for the market herbicides. So potentially it could be a new mode of action, and I think that would be appealing.
Can you explain what a mode of action is?
Yeah, so a mode of action is a way that a herbicide works. Usually mode of action is defined by the metabolic process, or the process that happens in the plant that gets interfered with, and more often though, mode of action refers specifically to the enzyme or the protein that a compound will bind to, and so that then defines its mode of action. And I think for herbicides, there's around about, say, I think 15 or so modes of action. Not 100% sure on that, but there hasn't been a new mode of action for about, I think, 15, 20 years. So there's a lot of demand for new modes of action for herbicides.
Obviously, this new mode of action or potential herbicide is a long way off being available on shelves. But do you think when it is, it will offer, a safe and cost-effective way of managing weeds for farmers?
I think that by affecting gyrase, we will be going for something that doesn't exist in humans. So I think that that's probably going to be a plus side for safety.
You know, this may be too far into the future, but what about being a cost-effective way of managing weeds?
Well, I guess the good thing about fluoroquinolones is that they're fairly cheap to make. That's the salient property of all herbicides. All herbicides are really cheap to make, and a lot of drugs it's the same. But ciprofloxacin, one of the reasons it was used so heavily, particularly in the States, was just how cheap it was to make.
Given the need for a new mode of action, and we are seeing weeds resistant to glyphosate, is there an urgency to make these herbicides more available?
The emerging resistance to glyphosate is obviously scaring a lot of farmers, but also the agrochemical industry. I think they've been reinvigorated to find new compounds. I know that Bayer, for example, have taken under several new programs to try and develop new herbicides as well. So I think, everybody's jumping up and down trying to do something about it for sure.